On Florida International University Week, homelessness is an ever-present problem. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Asia Eaton, associate professor of psychology, discusses one method toward lowering the rates.
Dehumanizing, overly controlling, chaotic, a place where no one knows your name. These are just a few of the words used to describe homeless shelters. There's an implicit, sometimes explicit, assumption shelters must be uncomfortable. But what if it was different? What if people felt cared for, cared about? Care might not be the first word that comes to mind when trying to solve complex problems like homelessness. My colleagues and I, though, found it should be. Organizational culture is a topic of study in psychology that examines an organization's values, beliefs, and norms. Whether the culture is team-oriented, task-oriented, innovative, or conventional, impacts the well-being and success of people within the organization. The problem is, not much is known about the organizational culture of homeless shelters. That's why my colleagues and I partnered with Lotus House, one of the largest homeless shelters for women in the U.S. Over 80% of their guests have transitioned to stable housing. To dig deeper and account for this remarkable success, we talked with former guests of Lotus House. These conversations revealed a culture radically different from other shelters. It's a culture of care. Guests are treated with dignity and respect as individuals, not numbers. They have space to rest and recover. They're given individualized attention. They feel part of a community. These findings can be a blueprint for other shelters and a pillar of organizational culture everywhere. There are other organizational problems to solve, like reducing sexual harassment and improving diversity, equity, and inclusion. A culture of care can pave the path toward real change where people thrive.
That was Asia Eaton of Florida International University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.